Vermont, for years, has had more inmates than prison beds, and sending inmates out of state has left them far from family. 3.5 months ago, more than 200 Vermont inmates were transferred from Pennsylvania to Mississippi. Corrections and prisoner rights groups say the inmates are better off at the private prison in Mississippi than they were at a state-run prison in Pennsylvania. VPR's Emily Corwin has this update.
Private prison can be a bad word in this state.
I'm philosophically opposed to private prisons.
Seth Lipschitz runs the Defender General's Prisoners' Rights Office. He says he was especially worried when he found out Vermonters were headed to a private prison in Mississippi, of all places. The state is infamous for its dangerous prisons and corrupt Department of Corrections. Yet, after 3.5 months at the Tallahatchie County Prison,
I would say the things are going reasonably well.
That's high praise coming from an attorney whose client basically is all Vermont inmates, although Lipschitz has his caveats. But after reports of bad treatment, medical services, and inmate deaths at the Pennsylvania prison, Lipschitz and Vermont Commissioner of Corrections Mike Touchette say the Mississippi private prison is an improvement. Here's Touchette.
Some of the indicators that help us come to that conclusion is the lack of grievances, the lack of media saying that there's issues down there. We've had good reports from our staff who have visited.
Touchette says at the Pennsylvania prison, which was run by the state of Pennsylvania, Vermont's inmates were subject to Pennsylvania prison policies for everything from attorney phone calls to discipline to grievances. At the private prison in Mississippi, Vermont rules govern those things. And Touchette says Vermont officials, not Mississippi officials, are responsible for what happens behind Tallahatchie's walls. Three Vermont employees' full-time jobs are working with Vermont inmates in Mississippi. One Vermonter's full-time job is making sure the prison company, CoreCivic, abides by its contract. At a minimum, Touchette says two Vermont employees spend at least 3 days in Mississippi every month. Still, the transition has not been flawless.
I think there were two issues. One was around medications and whether or not there was sufficient supply on hand.
The Prisoners' Rights Office complained a lack of available medication meant some inmates have gone without essentials, like blood pressure and diabetes meds. Touchette says his team is in the process of resolving that.
One other thing that early on that we did hear complaints about was the portions of food, that they were small. And what I'm hearing at this point is they've increased pretty significantly. In fact, we see it in the population. So no complaints that I've seen in quite a long time about meal portions or quality of food.
CoreCivic Public Affairs Director Amanda Gilchrist responded to a VPR inquiry emailing, quote, "Our facility management team and staff continue to work closely with Vermont officials to ensure all services provided meet or exceed their expectations." Lipschitz, with the Prisoners' Rights Office, is more or less satisfied for now. But he says exporting inmates is never acceptable.
They've been in Virginia, they've been in Alabama, they've been in Oklahoma, they've been in Arizona, they've been in Kentucky, they've been in Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Massachusetts, you know, places near and far. You know, one might say that perhaps people are just getting used to a horrible situation.
Lipschitz says he was at a legislative committee meeting just this week with lawmakers discussing how to bring Vermont inmates home. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.